This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this podcast. This is Ian from The Informer. It's Radiothon, a time that really matters to Joy, and your support of Joy matters. Imagine if there was no podcast from Joy. What a world that would be. We need your support. Head to joy.org.au and sign up.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
If you've ever watched a Bingham Cup Grand Final, I think you'd agree that it's something special. All the competitiveness, but filled with a camaraderie and strength that really embodies what the tournament's all about. This year in Amsterdam, the Sydney Convicts beat the Gotham Knights 22-8 in a brilliant game that also saw the Knights take the knee as their national anthem played before the start of the match. This was cheered on by the crowd, filled with players and supporters from all around the world. But the glory went to the Sydney Convicts, who won the Bingham Cup for their fifth time in the tournament's nine-year history. Join me now with Silas Palmer as we head to the field minutes after the Sydney Convicts won the Bingham Cup for 2018.
It has been my pleasure and honour to present the Bingham Cup several times to the Sydney Convicts. And it is a wonderful experience for me to be able to humbly and proudly present to the Sydney Convicts the Bingham Cup 2018.
Captain of the Sydney Convicts, congratulations. Maybe some words?
Thanks absolutely everyone for coming out. Obviously, every single volunteer, the City of Amsterdam, the Bingham Cup committees. Thank you also for our personal journey to the King's Cross Steelers A, the Emerald Warriors, the Manchester Spartans, the King's Cross Steelers A again, and then of course thanks very much to Gotham for a fantastic final. Thanks to the referees, the standard of the competition keeps going up and the standard of the refereeing keeps going up as well, which keeps everyone happy. Lastly, thank you to what is the most incredible club I've ever been a part of. Our bar bars, our seconds, all the support staff, all the supporters, and my amazing team.
John is the president of the Sydney Convicts Rugby Club. How do you feel today, John?
Awesome.
Did you play in the match? You look like you did. You're a sweaty man.
Yeah, I don't think it's all sweaty, but yeah, mate.
What do you think about the performance of your boys today?
Oh, incredible. Like, we probably played the best tournament that we've played. We stuck to our structures. We played really hard, and despite coming up against really tough competition, still managed to win in the end.
And so, from what I've noticed, the quality of rugby seems to be improving every tournament year by year. I think this might be the best rugby I've seen at a Bingham Cup.
Yeah, it's definitely the best I've seen, and it's a testament to gain inclusive rugby around the world. We didn't have one single easy match in the entire tournament and got tested by every team, and that's awesome. That's what this tournament's all about.
So what do you think the role of gay men and women in sport is?
Oh, I think it's just important that everyone can see it doesn't matter whether you're gay, bi, straight or whatever. You can play sport and you can play just as hard as everyone else.
Thanks so much for your time.
My name's Andrew Sanderson.
And you played in the reserves of the Convicts today?
Reserve, yeah, subs.
Yeah. What position do you normally play?
I'm playing flanker for the second row, not for the Convicts.
How are you feeling?
I'm honestly over the moon.
Yeah, is this your...
an indescribable feeling, honestly.
Is this the first time you've won the Bingham Cup?
This is my first Bingham Cup.
Yeah, right, okay. This is the first one you've been to.
Yeah. This is my first inclusive team, and these guys are absolutely brilliant.
So tell me about the match today. How did it go?
Well, there was a few scary moments, wasn't there?
Yeah.
We were down at one point, and I guess just, you know, these guys have an amazing spirit, and they brought it back, and we expected them to... to do as much, and we did.
I mean, there was that point where you were down 7-5, I believe, or
8-5,
yeah. I think it was. Yeah, you came back very quickly. What does it run through your head at that time where you've got a really key moment of the game and you just have to make it through?
Yeah, our captain keeps on speaking about our resilience as a team. We never let our heads go down, especially in moments like this. You just can't. As soon as we were down, we realised, don't put your heads down, get back in the game, and that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, absolutely true. So I noticed the Convicts' line speed was really strong in this particular match. Is that something you guys have been working on in training? Must be hard to dig deep after 6 games.
Pete, our backs coach is off. Scary about how intense his defence is. Line speed is everything. Like, we put these guys on the back foot so many times, and it means they didn't gain yards. And
they absolutely didn't. Yeah. You guys are impeccable.
Yeah. I want to say, Pete Hammond, our backs coach, and anyone of any place of importance, a position of power, get him hired, honestly.
All right.
Actually, don't, because you're taking them away from us.
How do you feel, Fuzz?
Look, I think the whole tournament has been amazing. 2,500 rugby players, 16 countries, 74 teams, a women's competition involved, and then the Convicts winning. I mean, it almost couldn't be better, you know, and the standard rugby has been absolutely incredible.
What would it take to make it better for you?
Oh, I'm getting laid tonight.
No. How does it feel? It's the second win for the Convicts. This is your home team. How does it feel to know that three Binghams in a row, we're keeping the cup in Australia?
Oh, look, that's awesome. I mean, the strength of gay rugby in Australia is paramount, you know. So it's amazing. Last year it was it was 2 Australian teams. The Bingham Cup before that, it was 2 Australian teams in the final. This year, another Australian team is winning it. You know, the fact that we're stamping our mark on this is fantastic, you know, and it's all about playing good, hard rugby, and the rest of the stuff just follows.
Of course, you're the outgoing chairperson of the International Gay Rugby Movement. What do you see as the future of this organisation and this competition?
Well, I think what needs to happen is that we need to have a strong focus on rugby first, and I hope the organisation continues with that focus.
What does that actually mean to you, though?
Well, I think it means that basically it needs to be about getting clubs who are dedicated to improving rugby players on the pitch. The equality issues are very important, but they follow on the basis of having some gravitas and justification for being able to do those things by saying that we are good at rugby, plus we also need to do other things. So yeah, so the tournament's been running for 9 years. Sydney Convicts have won it 5 times. You know, and it's you know, we've brought 100 people over. It's you know, it's not one person. It's not, you know, it's basically a family. And I think the gay rugby fraternity in Australia is like a family as well. You know, we love seeing the Chargers do well. We love seeing the Hustlers do well. Falcons from New Zealand, who have been playing part of the Southern Hemisphere Barbars this weekend, we love having them involved. It's about creating a brotherhood based on what the foundations and the ethos of rugby is about.
Hi, we're here with Alice Hoagland, the mother of Mark Bingham. Do you have a minute for an interview quickly?
Oh, I would just be delighted.
So this is Joy 94.9, Melbourne's gay and lesbian radio station.
Melbourne.
That's right. So we've unfortunately lost the Bingham Cup at this tournament, but we're feeling like we want to celebrate anyway. How do you feel today?
I feel as though it's a good idea for the Bingham Cup to go back to Australia, perhaps not to Melbourne, but it's going back to a very loving team. And it makes me feel wonderful that everyone here is excited about the competition and about the prospect of winning the Bingham Cup.
So we've heard today that 5 Bingham Cups to Sydney and 1 to Melbourne. That's 6 out of 9, I believe. What does that say about the quality of rugby down under?
It tells me that the guys down under really know how to play rugby.
How does it feel to be a part of a competition like this? We're 9 Binghams now, and we're heading into the 10th, and you're it.
It feels almost unbelievably fun and great and joyful for me to come back and be greeted and taken into the fold again. It feels wonderful, to answer your question. It feels absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad that you all are here. I'm so glad.
And we love it too.
Yes.
We've had a really terrific time.
Good, good. Well, spreading joy around the world then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for speaking to us.
Oh, you're welcome. And come again, huh? We'll do this again.
We'll do this again in 2 years' time.
Well, yeah. I'll be here, and hopefully this time I'll be able to play.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.